Finance Minister Chinamasa told investors and business representatives in Johannesburg, South Africa, that Zimbabwe is ready to receive and protect their investments. Potential investors have over the years expressed concern at Harare's vague indigenization policy and the land reform that saw thousands of commercial farmers losing their land without compensation. But Chinamasa assured the investors that Harare is ready to listen to their concerns and adjust its policies where it is found that they provide unnecessary challenges to the investors.
I believe South African investors have a moral and business obligation to invest in Zimbabwe, your neighbor. This is the time to come. We are promising to offer you clear, consistent, and predictable policy.
Chinamasa said Zimbabwe provides many investment opportunities in a variety of sectors, including electricity generation, which is currently in short supply. The minister admitted that the government has previously failed to properly communicate some of its investment policies, something he said had become a source of frustration for potential investors. He assured investors that the multi-currency system shall remain in place to enhance financial predictability and stability. Speaking on behalf of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, Busisa Moyo, the chief executive officer at the United Refineries in Bulawayo, said the business community was impressed by the government's willingness to work together with the business to help revive the country's ailing economy. He, however, urged the government to move with speed by providing an enabling environment that will make it easy to run a profitable business in Zimbabwe. Moyo also assured potential investors that the animosity that existed between government and business in the past decade has since been replaced by a mutual and respectful relationship.
We need to look at the little foxes that spoil the vine and start to address the small things. How long does it take to register a company? How long does it take for me to get a factory license? So these are little things, but very important under the ease of doing business.
Moyo said he was excited that a number of potential investors had expressed interest in a variety of areas, including tourism, mining, manufacturing, and other sectors. The South African government also urged its citizens to take up the business opportunities that Zimbabwe is offering. However, South African Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Vusi Mavimbela, expressed concern that trade between the two countries was still skewed in favor of South Africa and said this must change.
It seems the giant is there, it's going to wake up very soon and you need to be there on time. If South African companies want to be world players, they can't afford just simply to be South African companies that export to other countries. They have to go out and find partnerships in other countries and build a bigger company.
Meanwhile, some experts have warned that the ongoing ugly jostling for positions within ZANU-PF will keep a lot of investors on the fence. They say once the ZANU-PF succession is settled, only then will it become clearer for potential investors on how to move. Chinamasa's delegation to the investment conference in Johannesburg included Reserve Bank Governor John Mangujga, Transport and Infrastructure Minister Obet Mpofu, and Trade and Industry Minister Mike Bima. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedict Nhlapo.